I call it forehead, usually. Is probably what do you usually call it?
Yeah.
Forehead.
Forehead.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And all this is my
hair.
Big part?
Head. Your hair.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And if I let it grow out here, I'm growing a
beard.
Yes, ma'am. And what about this right here? This is my
sideburn.
Well, right up here that I hear with, that's my...
Oh, your ear.
Which one is that?
Right as... Is it right ear or the left ear?
Right, okay. And somebody, if they're eating something real fast, they might get something stuck in their...
throat.
Yes, ma'am. What about this thing right here that you can see on some people go up and down when they swallow?
I never even know what they are.
Have you ever heard of the Adam's apple, or?
Yeah, I heard of that.
Is that
I see them stick out.
Yes, ma'am. That's
I see stick out, and they said it's Adam's apple, but I didn't know it went up and down.
You ever heard that called a goozle?
Yeah.
Is that the same thing?
I think so.
That's a goozle. Okay. And this right here, that's my front.
Your teeth?
Uh-huh. Just one of them would be you.
Front tooth?
Yes, ma'am. What about this fleshy part?
Your gums.
Mm-hmm. And this is the of your hand. That's the
palm of your hand.
Right. And you make a
fist.
And you got two
fists.
Mm-hmm. What about a part where two bones meet? You might say you've got a
elbow and a arm.
Right. Are you? You're. If somebody.
But that's the lower arm and the upper arm, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Or somebody complains about being stiff in their okay. What about the upper part of a man's body? That's his
in his heart then?
Okay. Or the whole thing is his
breast.
Yes, ma'am. Mm. Or chest.
Chest. Mm.
Mm. And you say he has broad these things right here.
Shoulders.
Yes, ma'am. Mm. And he has
two hands.
Yes, ma'am. And this right here, that's my right
foot.
Yes, ma'am. And I have two.
2 feet.
Yes, ma'am. What about this part right here? Really stings.
It's a calf of your leg.
What about on the front? If you run into something, it really stings. You say you bumped your
calf.
Okay. What about shins?
Well, maybe so. Shin.
Is that the way you sound?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have you ever heard this part right here called anything in particular?
No.
Like you had to squat down on your...
No, I haven't. Your thighs, that's all I've heard.
Yes, ma'am. Right, thighs. Ever heard people talk about the haunches? Squat down on your haunches?
Yes, I've heard it, but I don't know if I've been...
Okay. What about this expression? Say if somebody has been sick, you might hear somebody say about him, well, they're up and around now, but he still looks a little bit...
peaky or something, kind of sickly.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Or a man that's able to lift very heavy weights, you say he's real...
strong.
Yes, ma'am. And a boy, when he's growing up, sometimes he just bumps into things and trips over his own feet. You say he's mighty...
clumsy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And somebody that just keeps on doing things that don't make any sense, you say he's just a plain...
idiot.
Would it be a strong thing to say about somebody if you call him a fool?
Well, it goes along with it in a way.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Did anybody ever bring you up to say, to not call anybody a fool?
Mm-hmm. My mother didn't allow us to say fool.
Is that right?
No.
Did she ever say why not?